Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and
welcome
invasion.
Everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Yes, and it's so true. It happened before in 2004 when Saddam was saying that Iraqi oil would be traded in the euro. And what did the U.S. do immediately after that? They invaded. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. Today is a Wednesday, March the 28th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Brother Davis won't be able to do Wise Wednesday, so we're going to do a show for you all instead. We're going to keep going, and as soon as Brother Davis is able, he will get back in with another Wise Wednesday, which we definitely appreciate. So let me just get set here, and we get going in today's show. In today's show, we're going to cover a couple of other things. Big ups to my man, Roz. Big ups to Scotty. Big ups to all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show. Very appreciate you so much. So we're going to have an open forum. There's a couple of things that I want to bring to your attention today. We were going to do the 96-hour margin call, but we're not going to do the 96-hour margin call because I wasn't really able to. I mean, I can do it, but I want to kind of, because what I kind of do is I kind of focus and write some notes and everything else the day before. So we'll probably do the 96-hour margin call at a later this week, maybe Friday or so, or definitely next week. We will do it definitely next week. So that's what we're going to do. Today's show is going to be a open forum. I have some things that we definitely need to talk about. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate to give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, just give us a call there. Okay. So
hey, Dave,
what we're going to do. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
You know, yesterday you were talking about the petrol dollar. And I mean, excuse me, the petrol yuan. I forgot, man. Petrol dollar been around for so long unchallenged, you know, so that was like
right,
a Freudian slip. So anyway, Ron Paul put out a video. I posted it to Black Talk Radio Network, and he talked about this stuff with this so-called former ex-Russian intelligence officer.
Spy.
That was poisoned, allegedly, in the U.K. he seems, Ron Paul seems to think that all of this is a cover-up to distract you from that Petro Yuan. Am I saying that correctly? Is it Yuan? How do you say it? Yuan?
Yeah, the Petro, oh shoot, the Petro Yuan, yes.
Because he said,
I like to say the Petro Renminbi, because that's the true name of the,
okay,
the Chinese currency is known as the Renminbi, known as the people's, it means the people's money. The Yuan is the Petro Yuan, and the Petro Yuan is the Yuan is Japan. The Petro Yuan
okay.
China.
All right, thanks for clearing that up. But he said that, man, they opened with $10 billion in trading.
Yes. We talked about that on, what's today? Today is Wednesday. We talked about that on Monday. Yep, they sure did. And huge. And what that means, I'm going to elaborate a little more on that. But, Scotty, as you said, the new challenger that you had gone unchallenged. And, you know, if you listen to how the show starts, it talks that there was the RT reporter that talked about an article that they had about Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi being the reason why he was actually ousted. It was because he was going to bring the African gold dinar that the whole continent of Africa could actually have as the president of the African Union. He wanted to do that. And then now they're talking about creating the South African president is now talking about creating a digital one currency for Africa. So would have been much better if it would have been what Gaddafi had established, and that's why they had to get rid of him, because Gaddafi had been a thorn in their side. So we're going to definitely talk about that. Yes, Scotty, you know that whole thing with that that British Russian spy, that nerve agent thing, that's all a cover story for the war. And this is how they're going to use it. Definitely.
Yeah, Ron Paul called it a false flag.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't myself covered a lot of it. I know Rise posted a lot of stories in Tando about it. And the reason why I haven't covered it is because its significance of it is so much that it is a complete false flag, in my opinion. And it's the setup for the overall move into trade wars, extending the trade wars, and then turning them into the shooting war, a military confrontation that will turn into a regional confrontation that will turn into a global confrontation known as World War III, that will turn into a nuclear exchange known as Global Nuclear War I, GNW1, sorry about this, trying to do two things at one time, that is going to happen. So I didn't cover much of it only because sometimes I stay away from certain things because I wanted to focus on some other things. And, you know, my man Roz had posted some good articles about that. So I was pretty much going to leave that up to Roz's postings and everything else. But, yeah, it is definitely a false flag, and it's the setup for this is why they expelled all of the Russian diplomats. Let me tell you, when you expel diplomats, that means that all diplomatic communications are no longer going on. The only thing that will be communicated is actually in the theater of war, and that's how they were able to do it. And then if they had just said, we expelled all Russian diplomats, everybody would have known, that means war. But the way that they've done it this way, see, they always have a cloaking device in everything.
Right,
everything. But I'm going to get into some of that in today's show.
And one more thing, though, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
One more thing, because we covered this yesterday, and then I see this news related to what we done talked about already. But, yeah, we were talking about the Patriot missile system yesterday, right? So I read today that Poland has agreed to buy $4.75 billion, for the U.S. Patriot missile system, right? And so I remember yesterday I was saying that those things are not foolproof. So I looked up when I read this about Poland, which again, this is what you've been talking about threatening Russia. That's what this is all about and what have you. But I read another article that in the Patriot U.S. Patriot missile system is made by Raytheon. Do you know it only during the Gulf War? Remember what I told you about some of those Scud missiles getting through? They said that the Patriot missile system only had a 25% success rate.
Yes. That's why I thought that overall shoot, the Riyadh missile attack, I didn't think that was really, they blamed it on Hamas, the juntas, and they blamed it on Iran, but they hit, supposedly there were four, and they hit all four. I doubt it.
That's not what I read today. They said that Scud missile, these are updated. These ain't the same Scud missiles from the Gulf War in the 90s. These things been upgraded. And they said that missile actually was within the margin of error, which is 500 meters or 500 yards, and that when it hit that runway, it actually did hit its target. So they're lying. They're lying. But, of course, I expect them to lie. They don't want these people to know that they've been sold some defective equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. And the rest of the world to know that the overall confrontation is really, really, really ramping it up. And there was an article. Oh, man, what did I do with it? I think I had it. I'll find it later. But, yeah, Scotty, I definitely think that that missiles got through, and not only that the next ones will definitely meet all of their targets, because that's where they want to really kick off this war. We are really, really so much closer today than ever before. And, you know, in the Cold War, even with the Korean, I mean, the Cuban Missile Crisis of that time, even then, there was no direct military confrontation going forward. And now there's continuous military confrontation between the U.S., Russia directly, and I would even say even with China. So I definitely see this whole thing stepping off in a way that we've been trying to get everyone prepared for. So we'll have to keep monitoring this and keep going in it, because it is just that important. So I had lost this article. I'll find it back at some point in some time. But until then, we'll just keep going on. And one second here, and I'll get going. But while we're doing that, hey, let's check this out. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Please give some financial donations to the network so it can continue to bring you programs such as Tando Radio Show, such as all of the other ones, Melanated Roots, such as Black in Business, such as New Abolitionist Radio Show, all of the programs that are brought to you by this network. Please continue to support it so it will be here in the future. Very, very, very important that we do that. And you can easily do that by making a donation at the website at www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, or better yet, becoming a member in its social media in its social media platform that will protect your activities, unlike the other platforms such as Fedbook. And we all know that this whole thing, we've been talking about this, all of you that have been listening to Tando Radio Show, you've been hearing us saying, hey, how important it is to be a part of BTR community for only $24 a year, and with a free 1-month subscription to it, You can engage in all your social media activities without being as adversely affected, without your identity being sold, without your identity being compromised and given intentionally, and without the overall adverse effects of that open forum platform where everyone can just look at who you are, what you think, what you do. This is why many have not gotten the jobs that they thought that they should have gotten, or the promotions or everything else, because you had an open diary that exposed your everyday life's dealing so that the world could see it, so it can be actually data mined against you. And that's what was done. So we definitely need a more secure way, and by having a membership at BTR Community, you don't have to worry about BTR Community selling your identity to any bidder for any reason. This is a grassroots organization that is here to facilitate the overall needs of the people, and so it needs the overall support of everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show, because it doesn't get the mainstream or the corporate sponsorship. And the reason why it doesn't deal with the corporate sponsorship, because it is not working for the corporations. It's working for you. So $24 a year to become a member of BTR Community. All you have to do is go to www.btrcommunity.com. And once you're there, do the 30-day free subscription. Check out how the platform works, and then just go from there. $24 a year from there. So we're going to go ahead and jump into a couple of other things. If you would like to, excuse me for 1 second, everyone. Oh, no, I'm good. We're going to jump into today's show. We're going to jump into what's in the news. But before we do that, I am tripping. So give me 1 second. Get this situated. We want to say this. I am still looking for a place for us to have our first RDP summit. I definitely think it will come. I'm going to have to definitely probably move the dates, but I will be able to. We will get that situated. So I will let you all know. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full precious metals dealership. Just go there, check out the site, and then definitely contact before you purchase online. Contact info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. And once you do that, you will be given, someone will contact you and give you the actual buying process with Prosperity Mint in acquiring the metals. Very, very important. Don't skip out on that. It's not anything dealing with sales. It has everything to do with make sure that you know the best way and the proper way of acquiring the precious metals. Very, very important. Please make sure that you do that. It's to your benefit, okay? And excuse me. And once you do that, get in contact with you, then can definitely get you some real money, okay? You can exchange your coupons, your currency, for real money. All right, so with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news. And today's show, I'm going to pick up some very important items of what's going on in the world. So we would do this one as a current event instead of a Wise Wednesday. We're going to do some current event stuff. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, if you'd like to talk about anything that we've talked about this week thus far, definitely jump in. Give us a call. It's area code 704-802-5056. Yesterday, we weren't able to really take as many calls because we did the 96-hour margin call. If you have any questions or comments about that, please don't hesitate. Give us a call there as well. We'd love to hear from you. And I think we have someone in queue. 1 second. Let me just get to the board so I can see who it is. 1 second. It's not showing up on my board yet. I may have to refresh my board. I think I do. My man, what's up, Roz?
Hey, peace and love. How's everything? I just wanted to check.
Everything is good, brother.
Good, good. How's the family? Everybody's good?
Everybody's good, bro. Everybody's good.
Wonderful. How's your father? How's your father doing?
My stepfather. He had a lot of complications, and man, I'm telling you, that's one thing, man. I definitely think I've always said that there's been a practice of trying to, you know, either organ harvest or just purposely try to give our people subpar emergency care. And to create a environment for them, for their bodies to be aseptic to all forms of man-made diseases that will destroy their physical bodies, and then able to organ harvest from then, and then take those, whatever those organs that are harvested, then all of a sudden those organs become healthy because, you know, they only sell healthy organs, in my opinion.
You're absolutely right, and I was going to say a major thing to look out for, because when we had read Medical Apartheid on the Cows, some of this information came out about when people, black people, go to the emergency room, especially if you're in a state of shock or trauma where you've lost a lot of blood, that they're more apt to give black people synthetic blood, which kills us, pretty much. They don't do that with white incoming patients. They do that with a lot of black ones, so just look out for that for sure. Hopefully, you know, I'm hoping that he does heal and recover. And what you just said about organs made me think about Minister Malcolm X. This was something that I heard from a few sources, including two of his close confidants, Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark, that when he had passed away, when he was assassinated, that the doctor who did his autopsy said that he had the most pristine organs he had ever seen. And that was from a man who used to sniff coke, who used to eat pork, who used to do all the detrimental things you could do, but changed his life. And his body reflected that lifestyle change to the point where even his coroner had to say, like, he had never seen a man with such pristine organs for his age. And that's just something I thought I would toss out there while you were saying that. You made me think of that.
Ross Farrakhan said that himself.
Oh, he did too. Okay, cool. See what I mean? Vetting information. You got multiple sources. There we go. So wonderful. I'm glad he spoke on that too, because that just really say what you want about the Nation of Islam. Say what you want about Elijah Muhammad. But the bottom line is, when he talked about, you know, changing your eating habits, that book Eat to Live. Some life-altering stuff. He's not playing, and that's a great example. Minister Malcolm was a great example of that, the veracity of what he was talking about, and even in today's world. But I wanted to touch base with you because I put a very brief video. It should be like maybe 3 or 4 minutes, but I think it's an interesting take on China and Africa, and the video specifically deals with
it. I saw it when I jumped into it, yeah.
Yeah, the first Chinese military base in Djibouti, and he pronounced it completely incorrect. He called it Djibouti. I'm just like, dude, you need to really start learning these languages.
Yeah, yeah.
Always practicing racism, because, you know, they're used to, you know, purposefully mispronouncing names, you know, indigenous names, wherever they may be. But I just wanted to let you know about that, because it's a very short video, but I think the information that they're speaking about is quite profound. And it speaks to a lot of what you talked about in regards to Djibouti itself and the strategic importance of Djibouti moving forward. Because now that they're ratcheting up this movement towards destruction of human life, Djibouti is going to be a hotly contested area. So I just put it in there. You know, if you want to play it, you can. It's not that long. It's probably 5 minutes or less. It's probably less than 5 minutes. But I just think what he's speaking about and how he discusses China gives great insight into a lot of what you've talked about over the last couple of years on the show. So with that, I'm going to just lay in the cut, and as you lay out everything for today, I'll probably chime in as other people, you know, make their brilliant commentary as well. So I'm going to put myself on mute. Peace and love, and peace to you too, Scotty, and to the other callers and listeners.
My man. Yeah, you know, Roz, I saw that when I logged in to get ready for today's show. I saw what you had put there. Yeah, and you know, we've been talking about the importance of Djibouti, you know, since we started the show, and how that was going to play out, because they actually have had military engagement, China and the U.S., in Djibouti. And so I will definitely check it out. Let me see how. I don't know if we could play it because of how long it is. We don't want any copyright infringements. Don't want to get Scotty in Black Talk Radio Network hit with copyright infringements. So hold on. So that's why we don't play too many videos anymore. Let me just check it out real quick. I think if it's like under you know, 5 minutes or so, I think we may be cool. My man Roz, looking up. It's I don't know. Maybe we could just play a couple of minutes of it. I'm not quite sure because I want to. It's up to Scotty on how much we could play because we don't want to have any copyright infringements. So if we played a minute or two of it, but I will.
Where's the video?
I'm gonna post it, Scotty. It is. Shoot, I messed it up.
Did you post it in the chat room?
Yeah, I'm going to post it in the chat room.
Okay.
It's like four minutes and 34 seconds. Yeah, four minutes and 34 seconds.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. Hold on, Roz. I think that'll be good, and then we'll get into I'll do what's in the news, and then we'll go straight to that one. Scotty, I'm going to post it there inside of the chat room here. Excuse me, sorry, y'all. I'm sorry I'm not talking and doing, and you know, it's difficult for me to do two things at one time. I just don't work that way. I'm a slow, methodical person. There it is, Scotty. So what we'll do is I'll do what's inside the news, and then we'll touch on that. And I think that's very, very important. Thanks. Big ups to you, Roz. So we're going to go into what's in the news, and then we'll go into that video. Then we will go into the show from there, and I look forward to today's show. We got a lot to talk about, and I'm going to take it in a couple of different directions. I'm just going to let this a couple of things I want to do, but each time I think about it, I get moved in another direction with it. So I'm just going to be open with it. So we got some very important stuff I want to catch you up on, in my opinion. So let's jump into what's in news. First article I posted, got this one from one second, Darren Pollen. Messing with me. So give me one second. Pull up what's in the news here. Okay, here we go. There we go. Excuse me, one second. Okay, first article I got from Press TV, which is an Iranian publication. Press TV, North Korea, Kim Jong-un meets with China's celebrity figurehead President Xi Jinping in China. Pyongyang and Beijing have both confirmed that the North Korean leader recently visited China. And China and North Korea stated media on Wednesday reported that the two leaders had made his first ever, the leader of the Korean leader Kim had made his first ever trip out of North Korea since coming into power in 2011. Huge event. And just to surmise what was happening there, but we'll come back to that. We're going to take a look at a couple of other things. Next article from Press TV as well. China prepares to make America pay over tariffs. China has prepared a list of retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. exposed to China's export to China worth billions of dollars in response to celebrity figurehead Trump's proposed tariffs against China goods. On Wednesday, the Chinese state-run paper Global Times, affiliated with the ruling Communist Party officials People's Daily, said in an editorial that the list would target a large number of major items imported from the United States. Here it comes, and this is what, before we started yesterday's show, Scotty asked about and talked about and referred to how these tariffs are going to hurt the everyday person, the everyday consumer here. Yep, this is the articles and the validation of what is being said. We don't just really, you know, we don't know everything. We make mistakes, but we're usually dead on target here at Black Talk Radio Network because we check everything. I've posted before not good stories, and Scotty said, "Hey, Dave, I checked the story out. It's not good." And I appreciate that because we don't want to give misinformation. So we definitely keep each other on tabs. And if I ever see something that, you know, Scotty or anybody else would post, I would also send a private message to them and say, "Hey, man, check out our sister, check out that source because it might not be reliable." That's what we do, and there is no nothing else from that, and it's appreciated, and because that's what we do. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. U.S. Congress complains Russia's China's hypersonic arms way too strong. Military intelligence said that the U.S. military has admitted that the United States is lagging behind China and Russia when it comes to hypersonic weapons development, according to The Hill. Check out that article. That's there. Next article, huge. This one I got from express.co.uk. Brink of crisis. India in furious warning to Pakistan, we will cut off your water supply. That's World War III ignition right there. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Sovereign Man. U.S. government issued $300 billion in new debt just this week. And it's only Wednesday. Check out that article. Next article from Reuters. Celebrity figurehead Trump gives positive sign on talks with Kim. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from RT International. How Iraq War Destabilized the World and Why the Neocons Aren't Finished Yet. No, they're going to have a depopulation program. World War III really and actually started on from the false flag event of September the 11th of 2001. And is going to rapidly, and this is the docile, slow, methodical process of control that the system has over people. Most people can't even see that now. Most people aren't even aware of it. You are, but it's been around for a while. Next article, and then really the continuous perpetual wars have never ended. Why? Because you need to control people and rule over people. So you need that type of... Wars validate the government. Taxes validates the government. Debt validates the government. Laws ensure there's a government. Freedom is the creation, the intellectual property of control of the governments, the fraternal order of government. Freedom is. While self-determination, sovereignty, is what was given to you by the great creator with no requirement for you to oblige that gift being given to you. Came with no conditions. The difference between man and the great creator. Next article I got from Business Insider. The Army wants to make basic training tougher to prepare its newest soldiers for a major conflict. That's all of them young people that's been protesting. That's who, y'all going to this. Yeah, you're going to get all kinds of scholarships in all of the institutions, but this next war, that ain't even going to save you. None whatsoever. Oh, I'm giving too much about, made a mistake there. I didn't mean to go into this too much because of the 96-hour margin call. So, but check out that article. We may check out some of that today. Next article, United States eugenics program targeted Latin American women. So check out that article posted there. Next article got from express.uk. EU financial crisis looms. Brussels told to prepare for crash with rainy day fund. Celebrity figurehead Christine Lagarde of the IMF described the possibility of another economic financial crisis as inevitable. This is why you need to be preparing. They're telling you what's going to happen. They're telling you what's going to happen. This is the celebrity figurehead of the IMF, International Monetary Fund. I call them the International. Well, you know what the other M and the F stands for. Fund. Check it out. Next article from Business Insider. China's yuan hits a multi-year high against the dollar. Why? Because of the petrodollars in the petro-yuan system that's now in place. Next article, Scotty posted this one. Trump expels Russians. Poison attack or false flag. And this is what Scotty was talking about here. Yeah, I totally agree. Next article, Rise. This is the one I was talking about. I'm glad Rise posted this one because I was talking about how the kingdom of Saudi Arabia is now trying to to rapidly move away from oil, trying to remove its dependency on oil. And my man Raj, the Telegraph, here it is. Saudi Arabia to curb oil addiction with a 140 billion euro SoftBank solar deal. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Newsweek. Russia warns the world of a new Cold War after massive expulsion of diplomats that will turn into a shooting war. And then Roz put in the actual video that we're going to go to. So a lot of different directions. I know I definitely want to hit on a couple of things. I want to definitely hit on the press TV. Couple of things. So we'll just take it from there. But let's take a look at let's take a listen at this video, Scotty. If you could play it whenever you're ready, it's about 4 minutes long, 4 minutes and 34 seconds long. So very, very important. We've been talking about this for a while. So the significance of Djibouti, and once again, this was
people
that
who
was
can do
going to be a part of our 96-hour margin call. Djibouti was going to be significant. I think we did start say something about it yesterday too. But we will expand upon that extensively. So we're going to check out what my brother, good brother Roz, had sent to us to listen as a video. Here we go.
People who can do analysis honestly saw this day coming. China has now dispatched troops to Djibouti, formally establishing the country's first overseas military base. Now, two Chinese warships left the port of Jiangxi on Tuesday, taking an undisclosed number of Chinese troops across the Indian Ocean to the African country. Now, an editorial appeared on Wednesday in the state-run Global Times for China. Now, they said that the importance of the new Djibouti facility, which is strategically placed in the Horn of Africa, was very important to the Chinese military. Certainly, this is the People's Liberation Army's first overseas base, and we will base troops there. It's not a commercial resupply point. This base can support Chinese Navy to go farther, so it means a lot. However, they did add, it's not about seeking to control the world. In a manner of speaking, yes, it is. Since China reverted back to capitalism even during the late years of Mao's leadership, the country has been on a path to completely develop a capitalist economy. And one of those things that's an inevitable result of capitalism is imperialism. And I think that's exactly what's happening here with China now. I mean, a great many people will agree that China is a capitalist country. After all, it does have one of the greatest wealth divides in the entire world, if not the greatest wealth divide between rich and poor in the world. It has an entire market economy. It has a great deal of oversight from the supposedly Communist Party, but it entirely functions as a capitalist economy. Now, part of that is extending its influence beyond its own borders. Now, thus far, China has been able to do very well by not invading people, and people are more likely to voluntarily get into trade deals with you when you don't invade and kill them. So China has always had the advantage in that way. Now, keep in mind that China has managed to crack the African nut that the United States and other powers have not been able to accomplish since the end of colonialism. There are a few isolated cases of U.S. or British imperialism inside of Africa, but really getting deep in there has been very hard to do due to the lack of infrastructure, formal government structures, etc. And one of the things that China has done to be able to get in there is by providing those things. They've shown up governments in Africa. They've put a great deal of money into public works projects for the countries in which Chinese investment is taking place. And that's how they've managed to get in. But it doesn't remain peaceful. China is building has this military base in Africa to counter US power, which is also an imperialist power. China is by no means anti-imperialist in the sense that we traditionally understand it. China is an emerging imperialist power itself, one that is seeking to challenge the United States. And the way you do that is by beginning to build military bases around the world. Now, a lot of the people who are big apologists for China will disagree with me here and say, oh, it's just one base. It's just there to try to help trade. And it most certainly is. But it is the beginning of something much larger. And you will see more military bases taking over in the future. I've said this for years, that Chinese imperialism was coming. To an extent, it was already done economically. But now we're starting to see the militaristic side of Chinese imperialism, because now they're in a position to be able to do it. And that's something that we're going to have to watch out for in the future. Thank you for watching. If you like this program, then please head over to my Patreon page and set up a monthly donation. It's your donations that keep this program.
Okay. So we heard this individual, and I mean, just some, oh boy, where do I start? Just some major mistakes there. Some things were correct, but I would just say this. They say a capitalist means imperialism. Yes, absolutely right. And the U.S. has been the beacon of capitalism since the beginning of their corporate introduction or inception. And so, yes, the system always needs an imperialistic superpower, and it will always create and will always have one. That's how you know that the system is working well. And so when he talked about Djibouti being a strategical because of its placement in the Horn of Africa, which is very, very true. And it's significantly important because of its Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden is right there. And it's strategically necessary to control those waterways, because not only will you control, you'll be able to control the actual waterways in that region, which is what? Oil rich. It is completely oil rich. So you have, you're on one side of Saudi Arabia, you're on one side of Yemen, you're able to control the South Passage to the Red Sea, then you're also able to encourage on the other side of Saudi Arabia in Oman in the Persian Gulf, because it runs perpendicular. The Horn of Africa actually runs perpendicular to the mouth of the Persian Gulf. So in that whole region, that is a very, very strategical place, and mainly because it actually actually gives you access to Africa strategically. So, yes, this is not new. The U.S. and China have been actively engaging in warfare there. Confrontational warfare, as I would call secret wars that don't get talked about, for a while. So this is something that we'll definitely will talk about and expand even more. But yes, the system always needs an imperialistic representative. And the new imperialistic representatives, first they're going to have the war, then they're going to have the build-up to an imperialistic representative. So we'll see how that rolls out. I have my ideas about it, how it will roll out. I don't think that I'll be here, and many of us listening to us here won't see that full fruition. No, maybe we will, because it probably will happen in the next 30 years. So many of the Tando Radio Show listeners, this is why it's so important for you to keep journals, to be able to record and write down, old school write down. Don't put it on digital. Write it down. Pen and paper. Write it down, some of the things that's going on. So, yeah, that was a great, a YouTube video that was necessary for us to hear. And when he talked about that, that is true that they have, and this is just an expansion of control. And China has been making inroads inside of Africa. But with my overall perception of that is that it is, you know, a part of the same thing that has been gotten before. And so it's not going to be beneficial, because the next war will be fought over the continent. The continent that we commonly refer to as Africa. That's where the next war and the next major superpower is going to come out of there. And I have some ideas of who those countries may be. Definitely South Africa. I think that Ghana will explode. Nigeria will explode. Libya is another strategical port that will have to be controlled. And someone in Europe is going to seek to control that. And I think that that is going to ultimately be by way of Russia and a partner. And that partner being, talk about it in the 96-hour margin call. So great video, Raj. Thanks a lot for that. And greatly appreciate it as always. So what I want to do, CMCP said these are the few items that China to the U.S. that they're going to be looking to probably have tariffs on. Blue jeans, handbags, machine shop tools, critical. Precision tools, gadgets, cutting tools, strategically important. Parts of all types, apparel, automotive parts and supplies, batteries, bearings, bicycles and accessories, cable cells, cable cell phone accessories, computers, accessories, construction equipment, electronic equipment, fitness equipment. Move this down. Granite countertops, granite products, golf products, hardwares, machine tools, machinery, which is extremely important, especially for fighting a war. Magnet materials, which is extremely important for a lot of things, development. Medical, surgical, musical instruments, plastic products and pipings, pipe fittings, and I think we got pretty much, let me see anything new, tires, transportation industry, and that's just some of the things. So, yes, and I think it's going to be far, far more, some critical things, and basically I think it's going to extend into all goods that come in the United States, because all the goods in the United States, very few of the countries will be using the United States. It gets us, you know, I think that Mexico is going to be key in the food portion of that. Mexico, Costa Rica, Central America countries, that's going to be Central and South American countries is going to be critical for the food supply. So check out, we'll check out that. All right, so today's show, one of the things that I wanted to jump into, there was a article that I want to read to you all that was taken down. Big ups to my man Kev that sent this to me. Here it goes. Possible financial reset of the U.S. dollar, Monday, April the 2nd. And that's this coming Monday. I just came across some potentially very big news, and this came from David Caddell's blog or his publication. They took it down, but was able to capture it before, because that's one thing that I generally always do, because they do like to take stuff down. And this was from yesterday, March the 27th. Today's the 28th, and it was already down today. I just came across some potentially very big news. I'm combining the information from separate reports, and it appears something very big is likely to happen on Monday, April the 2nd. For one coincidence, Easter Sunday is on April the 1st this year, April Fool's Day. This may or may not be relevant, but it could mean something about fool's gold. I'm just guessing about that. I wouldn't go that far. Could be. I don't know. But here is a story about the petro yuan that China released yesterday. He said today, but it was actually released on the 26th, which will allow countries to buy and sell oil in yuans instead of the U.S. dollar or the the renminbi. The big difference between the United States and China's yuan is that they are going to be, the big difference between the U.S. dollar and the Chinese yuan is that they are going to be, they're going to back it with gold beginning Monday, April the 2nd. So he's saying that China is moved and positioned to back their overall currency, the renminbi, with gold on Monday, April the 2nd. And I would say I would not be surprised. A lot of the things that I've been correlating and putting together says that exact same thing. The time frame, I hope, is not Monday, April the 2nd, because most of our people here are nowhere near ready for that. Nowhere near ready. Article goes on. China prepares a death blow to the dollar from oilprice.com. He put the article up that we posted up before. And here are some key information from that. The petrodollar downfall could be lift, could be a lift for gold. Amongst all the trouble ahead for the dollar, there are some good news, too. The U.S. might have ditched the gold standard in 1970. No, they didn't ditch the gold standard. The gold standard is still in place right now. It's just that the gold window was closed in 1970. All of the small details are extremely important. The U.S. has never gotten off the gold standard or the silver standard. It's called the American Silver Eagle and the American Gold Eagle. It's still the money standard of this country. All debts will be paid by silver and gold coin only. It's in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10. This is just me talking. That's not this. The gold, and that's a misnomer. The gold standard was never, ever destroyed. The gold window at the banks was closed, which is why you have Federal Reserve notes that are not backed by the intrinsic value of precious metals. That may be changing. And I would say to you, you better be ready for that one. Because when it goes from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy, if you thought that you were financially hamstrung in a debt-based economy, you'll be wiped off the map when the asset-based economy comes into place. Because we have consumer goods all through our houses. We have never saved in anything of real intrinsic value, let alone the standard that the world recognizes as being real money, that being the precious metals. Too great, and most people don't understand the significance of that. And the reason why they don't know the significance from that, because they haven't moved to educate themselves on it, nor do they possess it. There's not one person that I know, that's dealt with, that Prosperity Mint has sent precious metals to, that once they got the physical metals, that they said, oh man, now I get it. Now I get it. Oh, shoot. We've been had. Let me tell you, the great creator made the precious metals. You cannot minimize anything that the great creator has made. It's saying one thing is more important than the other. You're a form of money. The precious metals is a form of money. The great creator does not make inanimate objects. Man does. The great creator creates living species to perpetuate the overall progression of life, the sustainability of life. Man creates devices that will destroy prosperity in life. Two different spectrums of resonating energy. Completely two different ones. So, article goes on. We might have ditched the gold standard in 1970. No, we closed the gold Nixon closed the gold window with the Secretary of Treasury, Connor. Cornell. I forgot his name. He got shot with Kennedy. Goes on. But with the gold, making a return to the world's headlines, we could see a resurgence. For the first time since our nations abandoned the gold standards or closed the gold window, decades ago, physical gold is being reintroduced to the global monetary system in a major way. That alone is incredible good news for gold owners. The reintroduction of gold to being the global economy. Let me move this down. A reintroduction of gold to the global economy could result in a notable rise in gold prices. It's safe to assume that exporters are likely to choose a gold-backed financial instrument over one that's created out of thin air any day of the week. And I would say this, that the reintroduction of gold to the global economy is a major, major problem. A very, very significant problem. Here's the significant problems of gold being reintroduced in this manner as backing currency or opening back the gold window. Here's the major problem with that. The people have no gold. The people have no silver. You heard the old saying, the golden rules, those with the gold make the rules. And that's going to cause for another form and a very dangerous, deadly move to disenfranchise, to leverage plight, to economically devour and steal people's energy even further. Here's why. If you have no assets, you will have no collateral. You will have nothing that the economy will now deem as being relevant. And they'll come up with all the reasons why they need to do that. And a lot of people say, but there's only so much gold in the world. There's only so much silver in the world. Right. That's why it is going to be a preferred measure of distinguishing the haves from the have-nots. Doesn't matter how many ounces of silver and gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium there is in the world. They can break it down to, they can divide it by way of divisibility. It's divisible. They could take it down to 1 gram and say that 1 gram of gold or silver, 1 gram of silver is worth $1,000. 1 gram of gold is worth $800. And I didn't make a mistake by putting silver above gold. 1 gram of gold is $500. 1 gram of silver is $4,000. And I didn't make a mistake in that either. Because the actual value of silver is 10 times the value of gold by supply and demand. That's the truth. That's the truth. So when the world does, and this tells you that they are going to do it, because so few people have it. So few people have any formal education of it. All of the schooling that they have with it, all of the schooling in most, like other schooling throughout thing, is improper schooling. They're misguided. People are so misguided with the overall precious metals that they have no connection with. I hear people all the time say, David, but you can't eat gold and silver in a collapse. I just walk away from those individuals because who told you that? Let me guess. You got that at Harvard. They told you at Harvard. They told you at a historically black college. They told you at USC. They told you at Baylor. They told you at whatever school. Colorado State. They told you this at UNLV. They told you this at the U. Yeah, because that's what they want you to know. Absolutely nothing. Don't even waste my time with it. But I'll tell you, you won't be able to eat safely without silver. And I would hope that you're consuming silver on a regular basis. Your health depends on it. I just shake my head. Wow, how feral. This schooling system has been. And if you're not aware of those things, you should know, you should learn those things right away. Silver and gold is a living entity, just like you are. People are like, what? It's a living species. Yes, that's why they call it a species. The silver and gold, the precious metal species. The human species. This species, that species, because it's a living entity. Well, I can't talk to it, David. It's never talked to me. Oh, boy. Yes, you talked to trees, and it answered you, too, huh? Our schools have been our greatest, it's been the greatest measure of fraud and falsehoods that has been injected like a vaccination into our bodies. Has been ingested, and we have the poisons and the diseases of schools showing them their overall destructive properties daily. I'm gonna go on. China is planning to back its oil reserve currency with gold starting Monday, April the 2nd, which is going to be a bank holiday in observation of Easter. Of the Easter holiday. Apparently a bank holiday would be the perfect time for a currency revaluation, perhaps returning the U.S. dollar to the gold standard. And I posted this one before. This person must listen to Tamino radio show. He has a posting from Forbes, same posting that I did a while ago. And it says, celebrity figurehead President Trump replaces the dollar with gold. And it says, the caption, as I have repeatedly observed, Donald Trump shows a strong affinity for gold. He has also shown a keen, move this down, intuitive grasp of how the gold standard was critical. It seems to make sense that that President Trump will return the U.S. dollar to the gold standard to compete with China, and especially since he has already publicly stated his intentions to do so. Besides, he already made it clear with tariffs against China's imports that he wants to have a level playing field, so to speak. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, why is this so significant? This is all playing into what's happening, and you can see it unfolding, and you can see that, oh, shoot, this is bad. But there are some things that you need to be doing. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I am, I'll be reading some things, and then we'll jump into my man CMCP. Sad part is the average person will get excited seeing $100, but will turn their head to 4 ounces of man, bruh. Kindly, exactly. I couldn't remember thanks, OG. Kindly was the Secretary of the Treasury at the time. CMCP, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, turn their head for 4 ounces of silver. Let me just say this to you. For everyone that practices the Judeo-Christian religion of Christianity, what was Jesus sold out for? Know the significance in that? Okay. Check it out, and you should. Speaks to the volumes. Speaks to the volume of everything. All right, so don't want to get too far there, but I just gave you a little challenge for you to research what that really meant and why that was put in the book. Has a very, very significant underlying cause and purpose. So, get back to today's show. I'm going to pick up back where we left off. Okay, here we go. Just before we left, it seems to make sense that... already read that part. Okay. He already made it clear that tariffs against China imports, that he wants to level the playing field, so to speak. This is the last posting from Anonymous. QNOM, that's Anonymous. Stated, clock activated. Could that be a clock counting down a financial recession? It already has been approved by the Chinese celebrity figurehead President Jinping and his council to break the new petrodollar, to back the new petrodollar with gold. They are planning to implement it on Monday, April the 2nd. On Monday, it's very likely that the cost of gold will drastically increase and the value of the U.S. dollar will decrease. The U.S. dollar is already decreasing right now. Why? Because there's a challenger to it out of China. In the oil market, in the oil futures market, known as the petro yuan. Unless President Trump can manage to back the U.S. dollar with gold. Fortunately, it looks like we have the gold to back it up. Look at this tweet from the Secretary of Treasury, Steve Mnuchin. Y'all caught me. I wonder why Steve Mnuchin, we posted this back when it happened. I wonder why Steve Mnuchin is the first U.S. Secretary of Treasury to visit Fort Knox. Conley was the Secretary of Treasury, and it was significant that he was shot in the same vehicle as Kennedy. Since 1948, this is just my informed opinion, but I think that the U.S. gold reserves was emptied and then replaced since 1948. I have heard multiple stories over the years that the gold was sold over the years, but now it's safe. I wonder why now it is, because that's what Mnuchin said, the gold is safe. I wonder why now it is important to verify this. Perhaps because we're going to use it? Here's my prediction, and it may sound crazy. On Monday, April the 2nd, there will be a financial reset when Russia, China, and the United States all return to the gold standard, and the cost of gold will increase. I do think that is going to happen. I darn sure hope it doesn't happen on Monday. I'm not ready for it, and you darn sure aren't either. Our community damn sure ain't ready. And it's important that we do, because the economy is this whole economic system of subjugation and division is no respecter of person. It only respects the opportunity to prey upon people. It goes on. This is my prediction based on a composite of news stories that have read over the years, especially the recent ones out of Anonymous, that points in this direction. The U.S. dollar seems to be returning to the gold standard because the dollar has no real value anymore due to the collapse of the petrodollar. Excuse me, one second. Apple computers, here's a very, very important part. And some of this is getting into the 96-hour margin call, but hey, no biggie. I'm still going to do it. Apple computers, listen closely. Apple computers moved to China within days of China declaring a lower corporate tax rate than the United States. They had no loyalty to the United States at all. When Trump forced them to pay taxes and China lowered their taxes rate to zero, Apple didn't hesitate for a second. And now the communist China have all of the data held by Apple. And let me stop there. That wasn't the real reason why Apple went to China. Let me tell you why Apple went to China. Apple went to China because China is the largest holder of silver. Apple needs silver in order to exist as a company. It's not gold, y'all. Silver. Silver is more valuable than all of the precious metals combined. That's why Apple is in. China was the last country to take itself so-called off of the silver standard, which it never did, but it was the last country to do it in 1953. To take itself off the silver standard completely. But they never did take themselves off the silver standard. They hid it. This is why you never hear about how much silver these countries are compiling. India, from 2012 to 2015, was the largest, they actually purchased over 75% of the global silver production. Why? Because India realizes that with all the people that they have, they're going to have an economy. And what is India always into? Technology. What does technology mean to the economy going forward? Is it not the overall engine of the economy? That's because the spark plug of the whole engine is silver. No silver, no technology. This is why they try to get you to recycle your cell phone all the time. Send us back your cell phone. Oh, have you handed your cell phone? It's not the other ones that you hear so much about. Oh, this is the important part of the cell phone. Cobalt, this and this and this, all of a sudden. No, it's not. It's silver. Because silver is energy. Is the greatest conductor of energy. It conducts energy like nothing else on this planet. Because it is nothing but energy in itself, in its existence. That's why it has a high frequency. When you hit it, you can hear it ring high pitch. It resonates. So let's go back. My point is that these massive corporations do not behave patriotically based upon principles, except the Silicon Valley companies, especially the Silicon Valley companies. They have been taking advantage of government subsidies, cheap foreign labor, and luxuries of paying no taxes to run their businesses. Amazon, Twitter, Google, Facebook, Apple, they are all the same. And if China has a gold-backed currency, the U.S. and the U.S. does not, I do believe it will be a change. It will be a change in the flash of a country to abandon the dollar and to begin to trade oil in the Chinese yuan. The value of the U.S. dollar will collapse. So the U.S. has got to back the dollar with gold as well. I think this will take place this Monday. There are many signs pointing to this direction. I would agree that that's going to happen, but it's not going to happen. It's going to be a complete surprise. Monday will be a surprise. And I'm going to tell you what the problem with that. And then I'm going to tell you this. This was in the going to be in the 96-hour margin call. But let me finish this, and I'll tell you why. I think this will take place Monday. There are many signs pointing to this direction. As a side note, just to be cautious, I recommend going to Costco and purchasing a sustainable food supply. Stock up on water. I don't mean to be hysterical, but there is a good chance that the deep state will try to desperately attempt to fulfill their plan, EMP attack. Let me move this down. Something like an EMP attack, electronic magnetic pulse, that could wipe out the U.S. grid, electrical grid. This theory is a little outfield, but possible. Fortunately, they can no longer use Korea for the purpose because of the United States Marines have already taken over the CIA. Know what I mean? However, it is possible that they may have other tricks up their sleeves. And from what I understand, there's a deep state characters are capable of unlimited evil because they do not move this down. Excuse me, because they are desperate criminals on the run and their days are numbered. I have to look at the anonymous post from March the 10th to find evidence of that. Anonymous said, we can possibly imagine the size of this, and we are winning big. Who do you think that sounds like? My suggestion is to purchase gold. Look at the gold chart today as it spiked, and he gave a chart for it. Of course, money isn't everything, right? However, it doesn't hurt to have it. And I will just say this. No, y'all, absolutely wrong. That money isn't everything was a slogan that the system put into circulation so that you will never, ever value yourself. Your money. Money is everything. No money, no life. No precious metals, no life. No you, no life. No sun, no life. No creation by the great creator, no life. Everything that the great creator creates is money. And I'm not talking about that piece of paper and that demonic ritual of symbols and spells. I'm not talking about worshiping that. That's where a lot of people's minds first go through because they've been thoroughly indoctrinated to do that. I go to what is true. Money is everything. And the value thereof is priceless. Your relationship with your family and your friends, excuse me, priceless. That's money. The energy that you give for prosperity for your family is priceless. Your talents and ability is priceless. All of those things are true and intrinsic. The true intrinsic value of that is priceless because all of that is money. So don't tell me money isn't everything. That's because you don't know what money is. The dollar ain't nothing. And if we was in a private setting, I would use a different choice words. The dollar ain't squat. And I would go back to what Mark Zuckerberg said. Because they trust me. Dumb people. But that's not what he said. What he said back in college when he was so-called creating Facebook, a.k.a. FedBook. Do you really think? Sounds good, but do you really think that an individual can go to an Ivy League school and create a corporation that has had the overall global influence that it's had Is a 19-year-old and just create this whole thing? See, that's the storybook stuff that they push to you in movies, so you think that that's plausible. No, you go to an Ivy League school because that Ivy League school is the overall proving grounds for the overall system itself. And they get their overall systems and they have their celebrity figureheads that go out and push it. Clinton, the Rhodes Scholar. Obama, civil activist. Trump, a business baron that is proficient in bankruptcy and how to get around it. How to get people to work for him and he don't pay them. Ask his attorneys. Stealer of energy. These are the people. These are the celebrity figureheads. Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, now everybody's starting to see what that was all about. And you know what's so bad about the community? They never go back and say, damn, we've been had. So you could never learn from this. Can never ever learn from the things that's going on. We never ever question ourselves and what we do. We make excuses for our shortcomings. That's why we keep making them. And the biggest shortcoming is that we uphold the system and think that we're going to get something out of it that is unable to produce. This system can't bring about prosperity. You have to go outside of it for that. And I say that we are all tied to each other. As long as the mass population, as long as the species continues to give energy, that human energy that resonates, as long as it's low, it's going to be able to smother what is high. And I don't want to get somewhere by myself or with just two or three people. Somehow, the universe doesn't respond to that as much as it does when the whole species get there. So I'm going to tell y'all, we got a long way to go. But in the interim, you should protect yourself and your family as much as you possibly can.
Excuse me, Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Roz.
Hey, peace and love, man. I just wanted to chime in real quick just on some of the stuff that you were talking about, and I just actually saw an article that I wanted to talk to you about. So earlier today, I saw an article stating that Donald Trump wants to move forward with taxing the heck out of Amazon because he believes that they have not been paying their fair share, the way that he worded it. And they're making, you know, he's the richest man in the world because of all the money he's made hand over fist. So he talked about, there was serious talks about moving forward with taxing Amazon comparable, I'm assuming comparable to their income. And they said that their stocks plummeted today as a result of this information floating around. So I'm wondering if Amazon might do what Apple did and just pick up and move to China too. That's highly possible, but that's what happened literally today. And I read the article. I might have posted it, I'm not sure, but I know I definitely read it earlier and it was just very interesting. Also, what you were talking about in regards to the U.S. having to transition to the precious metals as the backing of the currency, for like the last 8-9 months, I've been getting emails from Doug Casey saying the exact same thing since Trump got in office. If he wants to compete with China, he's going to have to, you know, switch over to using precious metals to back the U.S. dollar. And you just laid it out with what you read, that's exactly what needs to happen. And I think what you said, I don't know if people are really listening, but like you said, the vast majority of people in this country do not have any gold, do not have any silver. So if things really, really flip, imagine, you know, no matter how much money you have in that bank account, it's not going to be worth anything. So it's just something to think about, because right now it's for ease and convenience. You know, we have
cash on hand to go to the store and spend money, or you use your cryptocurrency credit card to do it. But, you know, eventually that's not going to work. They're going to tell you, no, we don't accept that. And if you don't have any form of precious metals or any other tradable assets, you're going to be in serious, serious dire straits as far as getting basic goods. So it really gave us a lot to think about with that one. And then also, and we talked about Saudi Arabia, like this was probably last summer, there were rumblings of the United States government wanting to take Saudi Arabia to task for the September 11th attack. Well, an article came out today from Reuters saying that Saudi Arabia must face U.S. lawsuits over September 11th attacks. A U.S. judge on Wednesday rejected Saudi Arabia's bid to dismiss lawsuits claiming that it helped the September 11th, 2001 attack and should pay billions of dollars in damages to victims. So let's see what Saudi Arabia's support looks like now that the United States has turned on them in the legal system, and now that the United States is going into a situation where it's being backed into a corner, both economically, militarily, and on a global scale. So this is going to set the precedent for relations between Saudi Arabia and the U.S., because they thought they were going to get away with what they facilitated. Now they're stating that it's official, they're not getting away with it. So I'll just drop it there and just lay in the cut and let you continue the show. But I just wanted to just run that by you because that article, they said it just came out on 5:40 p.m. this evening, and I just saw it now.
Man, much, much respect, Roz. I definitely, there's a lot to that, from Amazon to the gold, and I definitely wanted to pick up on that. And then Saudi Arabia, all of this is converging on the untied states of America, ladies and gentlemen. The rest of the world is going to hold court against the U.S. and find them guilty and find them responsible for the imperialistic colonization of the world. Hey, one second. We got to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, someone said, "Hey, Dave, I'll go right to you." Then I got to go to. Then I got to make this major, major, major point about what's really happening, and all of this is a setup. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I'm going to jump right back into the show. We got another caller, I believe is my brother, Rio, out of ATL. So we're going to go to Rio, then I'm going to pick back up on the show. Got to share this very, very important part of this with you all so you can see what this how this really, really works and kind of start to put this together for your own self so that you can do some of your own investigation so that you can come up with your own conclusion because you're responsible for all of your own actions. So let's go to my good brother, Brother Rio out of ATL. Rio, what say you?
Brother Dave, much love, brother. Much love.
Much love. Greetings, much respect.
Brother Ron and the rest of the family. Brother Dave, I don't want to steal your thunder, so if you're going to cover this a little later, just let me know, and I will continue to listen. But if I'm hearing you correctly, and I'm reading between the lines, when they reenact this gold standard, are we seeing the beginning of perpetual and unpayable debt? Because we know House Joint Resolution 192 has already been repealed, but because there are no other solutions, we are still under the current note structure for, you know, being able to handle our debts and liabilities. But if they're re-implementing the gold standard, that pretty much goes away overnight. And with the people not having gold and silver, there will be no way to pay off the debt that has already been accumulated. So are we, in fact, looking at perpetual debt and possibly the rise of debtor prisons and, I mean, shoot, slavery all over again?
Yeah, we're looking at perpetual sweatshop prisons. The prison, which we already have, that Scotty goes over so much. The overall sweatshops are going to be coming here to where people will have to work off their debts. And it's going to, when I'm talking about the sweatshops, I'm talking about Foxconn, like large, large warehouses. And they're all going to be turned into holding facilities, and you will actually live and work there to pay off of. And how will you pay it off? You won't be paying it off in any form of cash or anything else. You're going to be paying it off in energy. You're going to be giving your energy to the global economy, because debt can never be is either paid off or defaulted on. So all of the greenbacks that you have, this is why they call them greenback, because they're only backed by the green that's printed on them, which has no value at all. It was a play on words, and we fell for this hook, line, and sinker. The greenback has created so much debt that it's impossible to pay it back. And what's going to happen, the world is going to call the bluff, and it's going to be a margin call. And the margin call is why we call it the 96-hour margin call. The rest of the world is going to say, pay now or lose everything. And the U.S. won't be able to pay anything.
Dave, I have
so
a question.
Citizens will be the overall bearers of the debt. Go ahead, Scotty.
When you're talking about the debt, are you talking about the national debt?
I'm talking about the unfunded debt. The debt of this is multifaceted. It's a great question, Scotty. The national debt plus the unfunded liabilities plus what was stolen from the rest of the world and the countries around the world. One of the things that the U.S. is going to have a major problem with backing is gold. This is why Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, said the gold is safe. That means that it's under guard, and they'll defend it and fight for it. Why will they have to fight for it? Because it's not the U.S.'s gold. Some of it is France's gold. Some of it is Germany's gold. Some of it is this country and that country's gold. And those countries are going to demand all of their gold to be returned to them. And this is why the University of Texas has implored the state of Texas to get their own gold depository and get their gold out of the Federal Reserve system and have their gold sent to their own depository that they're building right now at breakneck speeds here in Texas.
So
told them to do it.
So if I understand you correctly, you're talking about debt created by USA Inc. in its corporate power.
Exactly. All forms of it.
So
that's bonds. Credit card.
I would like to see somebody try to force me to go work in a warehouse. I'd like to see that. Because
yeah,
I ain't
gonna
going.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. But I'm going to tell you, Scotty, there are very few people that will do what you have done. And there's very few people that will make the decisions that you'll make in the future. We already know that. There's going to be plenty of suitors. Because we're already there, because many of us are in that captive state right now. So very critical point. Scotty pointed it out. So this is really all of the debt that the corporation of the United States has created. Yes, that's exactly it. And they created it by bonds, which is paper debt. They created it by currency, known as Federal Reserve notes. They've created by interest rates, fixing it through the LIBOR system. They've created it in all forms and fashions. And all of it is going kaput. And now, when the U.S. tries to back their currency with gold, here comes the biggest problem. Here comes the biggest problem. Germany, France, and other countries, Italy, and all the other countries that would be in this, we'll see this in the 96-hour margin call. They're going to say, wait a minute, United States, you're backing your currency with gold. That's our gold you're backing it with. You better give that back to us because we need to back ours as well. You know what the U.S. is going to say? Like Mnuchin says, our gold is safe. So they go, the other countries say, oh, so you're saying we got to come take it. Well, our gold is safe. Our overall warships will be in the harbor of New York, and you better fill them. And those warships will move towards it, and they're going to get sunk, and there's going to be a confrontation, and the gold ain't going to move. And you know what the rest of the world is going to say? All right, we had enough of this stuff. It's time for us all to knock the bully off the block. And this is why Amazon, what Roz was saying, we already hear, all of these companies are going to be doing what? They're going to be moving to what? Shores that best benefit their business. And then guess what's going to happen? They're going to come back. Because the U.S., after the U.S. loses the war, after they lose the war, the citizens will have to pay the overall war reparations. And they'll be on the hook for it by their energy. They will, sovereignty will be taken. Resources will be taken. The U.S. will be in receivership. Instead of getting the IRS bill, you'll get an IRS summons to report to the nearest debt facility to have hard manual labor to pay off your debt. And how's that going to come about? Because the rest of the world is going to say, no, you're going to pay us back what you stole from us. And we don't want your dollars anymore. You're going to have to make it into something that has value. You can't pay us back $10,000, $20,000, $1 million. It's going to have to be $10,000 worth of the gold-backed new ones. Either send us the gold or you're back. That's going to be a major problem. This is why. This is why. We ain't ready. I remember I've been preparing for this for a very long time. When I was a young man, I loved my brother so much. And one day I walked away from his store, and it hit me that I need to prepare. As a young, I was probably about 13 years old, that I need to prepare myself for when my brother will make the great transformation. Then when it did happen, I've been preparing for it for about 38 years. And when it did happen, I wasn't ready for it. It's the exact same thing is going to happen when this system goes from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. But does that mean that you give up? No. It means you do absolutely everything that you can do. Because there's going to be great opportunities. On February the 8th of 2018, I was emotionally destroyed. But morally, and my constitution was strong. Because I knew it was the season. And then, in this time since then, I've been able to communicate with my brother in a way that I've never been able to do before. And it's priceless to me. It's absolutely priceless to me. This is what happens when you prepare. The overall fear of the unknown actually returns to its true form. It's a facade. Fear is a facade. Pain, disappointment, obstacles, they're real. They're real. And there's no fairy tale that will allow you to escape yourself from those things. It's just a part of our overall universal truth. So, the rest of the world is going to have a margin call. And the U.S. will go into receivership. And you're starting to see that go because the tariffs is the last step before everybody knows, oh, shoot. I guess there was a conspiracy. Well, probably, people probably won't even know. They'll just ask, what happened? And they'll be turning to the mainstream media to find out what happened. And they'll be regurgitating what the mainstream media said. You need to get rid of guns. You need to march to get rid of guns. There's a mass shooting problem here. And they're going to come up with all these things, and it's far from the truth. They're telling you to be the banner child of their overall objectives. So, we're right where we're supposed to be. And there's no other place for us to really be except here, right now, in this moment, and decide on what we're going to do from that. And I know me, personally, it's not one part of history I would rather be in than right now. Because I've already made my decision. I've already done the best that I possibly can, and I will move forward in all of those decisions from there. But I won't make any decision based in emotion. We'll all be off of the principle constitution of who I am. And I would say to you all that maybe it's something that you may want to develop within yourself as well. Because everyone else that's afraid, fear paralyzes you. Absolutely paralyzes you. And what this system has in store, whew. It's going to bring a lot of fear to people, and they're going to be paralyzed by it all. They won't be able to move. And they'll do exactly as they're told. They will be led to slaughter as we've been led to slaughter so many times before. But man, Otis says, this has been advancing for a while. I've had clients tell me that their Lowe's and Home Depot credit cards have been cut off because their credit score has dropped. Yep. That's another way that how this happens. That's another way how this happens. That's the system. So, hey, everyone. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we got like 2 minutes left. Definitely New Abolitionist Radio is coming on right after. Brother Max and Scotty is going to be ready to go, so I want to give them time to do that. I actually have a couple of things that I need to do myself. Listen, prepare yourself. It's all set up. You'll be cool. Because in this, when things start to unfold, there are going to be... One thing about people is that no matter how they strategically plan for something, they can't control the overall natural forces, and they can't account for them all. Because the ecosystem has a pulse in a direction that it lives by and that it goes by, absent of man's will. It has its own will, and it will invoke itself because its will is stronger or as strong as man's. And I definitely believe it definitely is much stronger. So, set your course. Set a good azimuth. Let your great creator given talents Let your life experience, let the ancestral truths of the past be your guide. And at every challenge, meet it with a constitution of self-determination and sovereignty, and you shall never lose. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. New Abolition Radio is coming on next. What's up to my brother Max? Yes, sir. Much love, much respect to you, bruh. So we're going to, before we get out of here, everyone, listen, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. My brother told me that as a young man, and how I treasure that today. So before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Brother Braggs, if you'd be so kind, brother, to chime us out of here. Greatly appreciate
you. Peace. Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.